July 20, author and teacher of truth. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. John 18:37. Christ is the author of all truth. Every brilliant conception, every thought of wisdom, every capacity and talent of man is a gift of Christ. He borrowed no new ideas from humanity, for he originated all. But when he came to earth, he found the bright gems of truth which he had entrusted to man all buried up in superstition and tradition. Truths of most vital importance were placed in the framework of error to serve the purpose of the arch deceiver. But Christ swept away erroneous theories of every grade. No one save the world's Redeemer had power to present the truth in its primitive purity, divested of the error that Satan had accumulated to hide its heavenly beauty. The work of Christ was to take the truth of which the people were in want and separate it from error and present it free from the superstitions of the world, that the people might accept it on its own intrinsic and eternal merit. He dispersed the mists of doubt that the truth might be revealed and shed distinct rays of light into the darkness of men's hearts. The truth came from his lips, clothed in new and interesting representations that give it the freshness of a new revelation. His voice was never pitched to an unnatural key, and his words came with an earnestness and assurance appropriate to their importance and the momentous consequences involved in their reception or rejection. He invited men to learn of him, for he was a living representation of the law of God. He was the only one in human garb that could stand among a nation of witnesses and, looking round upon them, say, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" John 8:46. He knew that no man could point out any defect in his character or conduct. What power his spotless purity gave to his instructions, what force to his reproofs, what authority to his commands. He proved himself to be the way, the truth, and the life.